Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. Let's get into it. What up, podcast family? Guys, thank you for listening. I'm glad you tuned into this one. This one's going to be fun, unique, hopefully inspiring, insightful, all the above for you guys. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to give a couple shout outs. All right, we got some new reviews on the podcast. New reviews are like gold around here. You finally see something like, oh, what was that? That was a review, bud. We haven't seen one of those in a minute. It's like, holy smokes. It's like when you're just in a room full of like decent looking people. And then all of a sudden somebody, you know, some smoke show walks by and you're like, ooh. That'd be our reviews, walking by. All right, so here we go. Martinez Lawn. This past Wednesday said, superb podcast, 5 stars. Love listening to your advice. I really appreciate you being real and truthful. Very happy to hear you're a believer in Christ. God bless you and your family. Appreciate you, Martinez Lawn. Thank you for the review, man. And yes, I am a Christian. I am a believer. Run our business as a faith-based company, and we're unashamedly for Christ. All right, Tyler, NPS, last Wednesday also. Ooh, Wednesday we were on a hot streak, baby. Great show, ! Is the title. 5 stars. Another great episode. Great content. Keep it up. Tyler, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for listening. And we don't take your ears lightly. We make sure that what we're putting out there is really going to be helpful, is not only entertaining, but stuff that we hope is insightful. And it's also stuff that we're learning. So we're taking this, and it's not like we're just finding something in a book or finding something online or hearing something from like some far-off mentor or some guru. This is stuff that we're actually getting feedback on ourselves. Like, I've failed in this way. I don't want you guys to make the same mistake. Or from our coaching calls, I think we've really hit the nail on the head, because we've been doing these coaching calls and we know exactly, hey, here's the common threads that guys are going through. They're struggling delegating, or they're struggling with capacity. And so hopefully that is reciprocating to you guys. So Martinez Lawn, thank you. Tyler, thank you. We got one from May 25th. I can't remember if we gave this shout out or not, but Mr. McFeeders. Great content for the industry. Amazing info for those starting a business, to those who are looking to scale. Brings a great perspective, different ways of solving everyday business problems and growing pains. The guests they bring on are knowledgeable and leaders within our lawn industry. Mr. McFeeders, thank you, man, for listening. All right, guys. If you're new to the show, we do a theme every week. And this week's theme, we're going to sit with the topic of great stories take time and patience, all right? So patience is the topic for the week, but we're kind of hyphenating / great stories take time. And your business, your life, is one long, great story. And just like any good story told, it takes time. And so that's our topic for the week. And also, if you're new to the show, we kick off the week with a growth nugget. So these are shorter form. It's usually like, hey, we're going to preface the topic. We're going to give you a bite-sized piece of information. And then we just really like pitch the ball up to some other like longer form interviews or some deeper dives on the topic with myself and a guest, or myself and Zach Miller, who is co-owner in the Lawn Care Leaders brand and been coined the people's CFO. So before we jump into the topic, let's take a quick break and then we will dive into patience. Hey guys, I just wanted to hop in here before we continue the rest of the show and tell you about Lawn Care Leaders. All right, so you guys know, obviously you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard what we're about, but our mission is being fulfilled in other ways outside the podcast. If you guys are listening to this and you're getting value, but you know deep down there's still a couple problems that you need answers to. You're wondering, am I making the right decisions? And as you grow and as you scale and as you're hiring that next person, bringing on more clients, the weight on your shoulders as an owner just gets heavier and heavier. And so what we've built is this coaching and community platform to help carry some of that burden. to help be somebody that you can go to as a resource, to brain dump information, to troubleshoot. And how are we doing this? We've got a couple different options. Number one, for just $125, you get access to our entire community. So it's like this internal group of people that really want to care and grow and learn and be leaders. It's just us. There's no flack. There's no buddy in a Facebook group being a jerk or some smart crap comment. He's not in there because it's people that we filter. It's people that we know. It's people that are trying to grow. And so we get to learn and grow together as a part of this community. Along with that, there's already 60 plus lessons in there going over leadership, sales, hiring and growing your team, how to cast vision, how to build rapport, how to build trust. It is a massive amount of lessons in there already. And on top of that, we just launched our lawn program video lesson. Guys, this is huge. It teaches you exactly how to start from scratch on your own fertilizing and weed control program. And I actually give you the concoctions that we use in our apps at Green Again Lawn. That's on there. It's only $125 for you to get started on that tier one. If you're like, hey, that's great, I want all that and more, we also do coaching. And that's our tier two. That comes with once a month coaching call with myself, once a month with Zach. And if you guys are like, this is great, but I need even more, my business is growing and scaling, I'm making decisions about, should I get another truck? Should I hire three more guys? Should I get a shop? I'm losing touch with my numbers. That's where the tier three comes involved. That's where we get the people CFO, Zach, involved. And you're going to be getting monthly financial reporting. This monthly financial reporting is a massive spreadsheet build out that shows you cash on hand. It shows your cash flow. It gives you your profit and loss statement, shows wages. It's going to break everything down, itemize it, categorize it into buckets so that we can talk about it. We'll pinpoint where your problem is, what decision you need to make moving forward. So go over, check it out. It's lawncareleaders.com. We're super excited about this. We're already helping a ton of you business owners out there, and we want to continue to grow this so that we can help you stop working a job, start owning a business, and enjoy having a life. Appreciate you guys listening to this. Let's get back to the show. All right, guys. So great stories take time, and patience is our theme. And here's how I want to kick this off. We've all heard an amazing story, one that just, it captivated us, it roped us in from the beginning. We were wondering what's going to happen, how's it going to end? There was twists, there was turn, there was drama. There was somebody else that was brought in that was really like helping the situation. There's just all these dynamic factors at play. And we've also heard stories where somebody just goes and introduces what was kind of the scene, and then they tell you what happened at the very end. And there may be 2 weeks of stuff that they skipped. There may be 2 years of stuff that they skipped. But nonetheless, it leaves you wanting more, and it leaves you with one big fat question mark of how did you go from what you introduced as the story all the way to where you ended up? And I've got people in my family like this, and I think I can poke some fun without hurting feelings. But in my family, we have some amazing storytellers. Number one, I wouldn't say I'm amazing, but I love telling stories. And I love when we get certain groups of people in our family in a room, because you just know we can go one after the other telling stories. And I've got some friends too, where it's just like, We can go on and on and on. And the fun part is the buildup. And the fun part is when it's embellished a little bit, right? Like you have something that's a little bit funny, but as the years go on, the story gets so embellished that it's just freaking hilarious. And when I think about this, like I would say, like, so on my mom's side, my uncles are amazing storytellers, but they can talk a lot. And they've been gifted with gab, and they know how to tell a story. They know how to embellish it. They know what to lean into and where to fudge a little bit, and like also what details to leave out, right? That's a big part of the story, is you don't want to lose people in the details. You don't want to lose them in the weeds, because if it doesn't matter and it doesn't pertain to the ending as much, or it doesn't have any sort of punchline, you may want to leave it out. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the date that you met so-and-so and what day it was of the week. What matters is how you met them and why it was funny, right? So anyways, my uncles were really good. I would say my mom, she has her moments of being a good storyteller, but she is one of those ladies that we give her a hard time because she loves to tell the story, and she will go from introducing it to the end in a quick heartbeat. And we just always give her a hard time about that. And so I wanted to give you guys just that viewpoint of we've all been in the situation where like you want more out of the story and you're fine, like you're almost begging for more. And so the speaker is trying to respect maybe the room or doesn't want to waste people's time, but the audience really actually wants you to take the time. They want to hear it. If it's a good story, it's a story worth telling, it's worth taking your time. And what better story than the story of your business, right? The story of your business is a long, long game. The story of your business takes time and it takes patience. And so here's what we're gonna do today on the Growth Nugget is just we're gonna talk about five areas where I'm trying to implement patience. Okay? Five areas where I realize that the story of this specific topic takes time. All right, number one is my team. I'm understanding that the building of a rock star team, the building of an absolute killer Super Bowl winning championship team takes time. And I'm trying to implement patience with who we hire, who we bring on, the inflow and the outflow of team members. I'm trying to realize that it takes time and I have to be patient with my team, both with my existing team and bringing people on and letting people go. I'm trying to implement patience. The next one is systems. And here's what I want to say about systems. I've got a little different viewpoint, and I want it to be something that gives you guys a little grace. Please do not overcomplicate your systems, and please do not stress and fret and worry about your systems. Your systems will come. A system is just something that creates structure and order that might be chaotic. So maybe there's something that's chaotic with you in your company, something that's causing a bottleneck, or something that's just, it's just a little unclear. Well, then in that case, let's create a system around it. But it does not need to be anything overly formal. And it doesn't need to be something that you sit down and spend weeks on right now. Most of you guys out there are anywhere from 1 to 6 man operation, all right? So it's you and another crew, or it's you and 2 to 3 crews, all right? So just take your systems in stride as they come. A good story takes time, right? You think about a guy like Corey Ballard, who runs this massive, massive 8-figure company and growing. And on top of that, I'm pretty sure he's got an 8-figure retail company. Maybe 7-figure at the least, but they're both are just monsters. Do you think the systems that he has in place right now, he had in place when he started? No. And why is that? It's because every year, the next iteration of his company happened. And so he put in another system. And so that's why I'm saying good stories with your systems take time, because you need to implement a little patience. You guys are bringing on admins and you're trying to train them and hire them and teach them what you do. You don't need a system for every single detail in the beginning. Now, as something breaks down, as something's unclear, as they're confused on something, yes, back up, take a moment, fix the problem, implement some systems, but do not overemphasize systems. Don't die on the altar of systems. All right. Number three is growth. I know this sounds crazy because I'm a big growth guy, but growth and to be sustainably growing, you have to be patient with it. You may be in a moment where you're absolutely growing like crazy with your sales and your top line, but in other areas, growth feels stagnant. Like maybe your team isn't growing. Maybe your assets aren't growing. Maybe your cash flow is not growing. And so all of those encompass this thing that we call growth, and you have to be patient with it. And so when sales are up, customer service may be down. And when customer service up, sales may be down. But all of it, I would consider growth for your company. And the story of growth, the up and to the right trajectory of companies, it has to come with a level of patience. Because each level of growth, from 0 to 500, there's their own growing pains. From 500 to a million, there's their own growing pains. For me right now, I'm trying to phase out of operations at one location and begin to think about how am I going to break ground on these new locations? What are all the things that I need to put in place? And with that, I have to be very, very patient. The way my growth looks right now is going to be way different than it looked 3 years ago. And it's going to take time. And those new locations, I also realize my lag time to cash flow is going to be way different. And so I'm viewing this as different growth. I'm instilling patience. Number four for me is changes. And this is one thing I'm trying to teach our leadership team. And if they listen to this podcast, I hope it lands well with them. But I just think, like, overall at Green Again, we could all instill a little more patience around implementing changes. It just seems like we're so good at finding solutions to problems, and we're so good at just immediately trying to fix something and get better, that often we implement massive changes too quickly. We default towards just, well, let's just hash it out and change it, or, well, we're going this direction. Well, why? Well, let's change it. But I think if we just take a step back and we realize, hey, you know, this is a story. The story of our business is a long game. And these changes that we make, like, they impact and they ripple throughout the entire team. So it's taking a step back and slowing down and realizing that the quickest decision is not always the best decision. Whenever you're getting feedback and listening, the quickest decision isn't always the best. And whenever you see a problem, the quickest change may result in a quick pain. And so could we have implemented that change slowly over time? Could we implemented Pareto's principle or whatever, the 80-20 rule John Maxwell talks about, where we figure out the problem and we come up with 20% of the solution and we get feedback on the other 80%. How can we implement changes so that it doesn't cause a negative ripple effect all the way to the other end of the pond, and then it's hard for us to rein that change back in? I'm really digging into that one. All right, the fifth one is implementing patience around training. This is a big one. You guys out there, I've talked to three of you alone today, and you all have brought on admins, and there's some sort of friction. Maybe there's a communication breakdown. Maybe there's too much communication, and so you want them to communicate in a different way. Maybe there's not enough, or maybe the expectations that you had originally set are not being met. Maybe you realized, oh, I'm experiencing pain. I do need systems, right? We talked about that on number two. And so you implement a little patience with your training and go back, and you realize, okay, man, I didn't think this was as important, but I am going to implement some systems around a script. You know, how can I script these calls to better help my admin? How can I do some scripts around verbiage email templates? Maybe I haven't been really, really clear on how we price things. So let's go back and try to implement a system around that. But I think taking a step back and realize these key positions, they take time to train for. Your key leader, or maybe a crew leader. You can't just dump all this stuff on them and then expect it to just run just as smoothly as it did before when you were in that role. No, it takes time. Every good story takes time, and especially around training. So guys, that's our topic for the week, is good stories take time, implementing patience. I'm trying to do it myself, all right? I'm in the thick of it right now. We've got massive things going on that we're trying to implement at Lawn Care Leaders. We've got huge operational changes, all right, and a lot of HR switcheroos in Green Again. And if you want some real talk, listen, guys, I'm I am in the thick of it right now. We've got a lot going on at Green Again. We've got a lot of future plans. We've got a lot of operational changes. And I'm just trying to realize that we're going in the right direction. So what I do today, I need to make sure it's the most important thing. It's a priority. And I'm also just trying to implement a level of patience. Because the story of your business, the story of your life, and the story of your going from success to fulfillment is a long story that takes patience. Remember, guys, our brand, Lawn Care Leaders, we exist so that you, the lawn care leader, can stop working a job, start owning a business, and enjoy having a life. And it's going to take some patience and some grace to get you through those slumps so that you can see the other side. All right, thank you for joining us. I hope you guys keep at it this week. Stay safe as the rain moves out of many parts of the country. Let's catch up. Keep your head above water. I know a lot of people are behind, but I hope this, hopefully this gave you some inspiration, some motivation. And if nothing else, know that you're not alone in that feeling of being frantic and going to the next thing. Let's take a step back, implement some patience, give some grace. And I think as a leader and your team, you guys will all be better for it. Yo, thanks for listening. We really appreciate you guys, and we would really appreciate you leaving a review. It would mean a lot to us. Take care, and God bless.